It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Over the summer, maybe you planned for a day at the beach, only to find the water smelly or scummy or closed down due to toxic algal blooms.
According to the Wisconsin DNR, reports of algae blooms are increasing over time as climate change makes for warmer and wetter conditions, and runoff creates more lake pollution.
Some communities have tried using barriers and filters to keep swimming areas clean, and a new strategy is in the works in central Wisconsin.
The Tri-Lakes Management District in Adams County is testing out machines that pump minuscule oxygen bubbles into the water intended to slow algae growth, improve water clarity, and decrease the amount of muck on the lake bottom.
For a look at this experiment, we're joined by Carl Hasdell, board chair for both the Tri-Lakes Management District and the Town of Rome. Carl, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Well, take us around your lakes near Rome. What are they like?
We have three lakes here, totaling about 900 acres. They are man-made, about 60 years old. They are in pretty bad shape, what the DNR considers eutrophic. They are dying, basically, from contamination of nitrates and phosphates, mainly. And we've been working on these for several years now. And within the last 2 years, we've come up with this whole new use of an old technology, technically, with the nanobubbles. And we've got our folks at Moyer and EOR helping us to solve our problem.
Okay, so contamination of nitrates and phosphorus, where is this coming from for your lakes?
It's all different sources. You got fertilizer from the lawns. You got legacy from when they built the lakes. They took the vegetation and just threw it on the shoreline. You've got products that weeds and all just die, sink to the bottom. We have farmers upstream also with loading into our 14-mile creek.
Okay, so Tri-Lakes Management District, this is a taxing authority, essentially, that's made up of the lake property owners. What role does lake recreation play in the culture and the economy of Rome and its Tri-Lakes?
Well, the town really was built around these lakes. Again, in 50 years, it's grown substantially. Just a few short years ago, our town valuation was around $500 million. This year, after the last assessment, we are, what, $1.7 billion. The majority of that, 80% of the residential values in the town come from the Tri-Lakes District area. So the growth is coming from the lakes, and the definitely the economic growth has come from the lakes, but it's helped out the town all the way around.
Have you been seeing the water quality decline in your years on the lake?
Certainly. We've been on the lake here for 30 years with property we built 10 years ago, and it's been just a steady decline in the value. You could actually see the bottom a few short years ago, 10, 15 years ago. You could see the bottom. You could see all the fish nests were going on in the spring. That's all gone. The muck is built up. The water's moving slow, and we have a severe algae problem at times.
It sounds, by the tone of your voice, this is really urgent for your community. How did you go about finding this nanobubble technology?
Wow. I've been on this board for about 7 years, Tri-Lakes board, and I've been looking for different items to help us with a solution, we'll say. We found Band-Aid items, but nothing that was a solution. 2 years ago, I found the nanobubble technology, and I saw where they were cleaning up wastewater and all sorts of other situations around the world. And at that time, they had about 2,400 locations, so I knew it wasn't a small operation. I did a little research on it, and we invited Moyer to come out here to see if they could work their magic, basically, with our lakes. It was a whole new endeavor for them, and they came out, and Jay was with us, and we put them to the test, and they passed.
Is the nanobubble technology in the Tri-Lakes, is this a first for Wisconsin lakes?
It really is. We're going into it head first. We know we have a challenge, you know, ensure the DNR that we're not hurting anything, and it is a positive result, and it is actually a solution. We are spearheading the drive. The DNR is requiring a lot of testing going on, as they should. We also have, I believe there's one other lake that is doing a single test with a small unit. We have We have 10 small units and one large container unit going right now. So we're treating quite a bit of water, which EOR and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, is testing.
It's really exciting as well, Carl. You know, you talk about these 10 units. Can you describe the setup, what these units look like, where they're located on the lakes?
Yes, we've placed those in the small bays on one of the just one of the lakes, Sherwood. It's an older lake. It is in dire need also with the bays and channels. So they've been placed there strategically, basically to get flowage going in there and treating the water in those areas. Moving about 150 gallons of water a minute. And just a heads up, the nanobubbles themselves, size-wise, there's about 2,500 bubbles in a grain of sand.
How optimistic are you that these lakes will see a turnaround?
Kind of interesting. When we first took Mollier out and showed him our lakes, I asked him pretty much that same question. I gave him, asked him to give me a confidence level. He thought about it for a while, and he said 95%. And we just, great. I think Jay and I both chuckled on that one, but I would say 95%. I agree. It's we've seen it done.
I want to know what's in that 95%, because if nutrients from farm runoff keep entering the water upstream, then it becomes a not really a fix or a solution. Or are nanobubbles like treading water in some respects on a problem? Like, once you establish this, does it have to keep going for a long time?
We're anticipating these to be in place for a number of years. I believe from what we've seen, we can get ahead of the issue. In other words, they've been ignored for the last 50 years. This has been an accumulation for the last 50 years of neglect. And I believe what we're doing now is treating it, and we're getting ahead of it. I believe the units, once we get it all resolved, I think we'll need less units just to maintain. But again, the farmers are also working on the issues upstream as well with other sources.
You talk with area residents all the time, property owners as well. And from what I understand, it was Lake Arrowhead which had the pilot test site for this technology. What have lake people there said about their lake in more recent times?
They were the ones that noticed the testing we were doing. They noticed the improvement right along as well as we did. The Secchi disc went from about 8 inches to 3 feet, in some cases better than that. Mollier had the area mapped out so we knew how much sediment was in the bottom. And originally it was about a foot removed in 76 days, I think it was. So the people there noticed it. They still claim there's improvements in there. But that was test was 2 years ago. So again, we're going on those results based on what we saw. We all saw it. So we're going on those results, and that's what we expect out of the other testing going on right now. It's still in a test mode with the DNR, but we know it's in process and it's working.
So can you give us a ballpark? How costly are these units and the price tag on this project?
We took a loan out last year for $3 million to cover the project. We did not spend anywhere near that yet. The large unit was around $600,000, and the smaller units came up to about $600,000. So we're in it for about a little over $1.6 million, somewhere in that range. That includes a lot of the expenses. Installation, we have a crew setting these items in place. We do check meter readings every month, and maintenance. So we're right on track. We're actually a little below budget where we were, but that's good.
So let's look into the crystal ball here. If toxic blue green algae and the muck you talk about at the bottom of the lake, if that starts to go away from these units, what impact could it have on residents and your community?
They know the lakes are safe as we go along. They are tested by Adams County Health Department. But once you start seeing clear water rather than the green stuff, you feel a whole lot more confident that there's not going to be any issues with your children, your kids, your dogs, your pets, whatever. It's a positive all the way around. You also have to consider if the lakes die, the town dies. The property values will drop.
Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
That is Carl Hasdell, board chair of the Tri-Lakes Management District in the town of Rome. He's leading efforts to introduce nanobubbles as a way to control algae and muck in the district's lakes. Now for a look at the science behind these nanobubble machines, we're joined by two specialists from EOR, an environmental consulting firm that's working with the Tri-Lakes Management District to monitor the progress. Jay Michaels is a senior project manager at EOR, and Ann Wilkinson is a water resource engineer and limnologist at EOR, specializing in harmful algal bloom management. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here.
Thank you. We're excited to talk about this project.
And let's go into the science here. How exactly does blowing bubbles into the water reduce the muck and the algae?
Sure. So oxygen is a really important part of lake ecology. And so by adding oxygen into the water, we are promoting aerobic microorganisms to reduce organic matter or muck in this case. And then we're also preventing a nutrient cycle called internal loading, which can occur under low oxygen conditions in which phosphorus or nutrients from the sediments are released when there's not enough oxygen. So by adding in the oxygen, we're preventing that source of phosphorus by entering the water column and then feeding the algae.
And can you explain a little bit what these nanobubbles do for the lake bottom that the lake can't do on its own as part of the natural lake ecosystem?
Sure. So nanobubble technology is a new way of delivering oxygen. Aeration is a common limnological or lake management technology, and this is just a new way of delivering that aeration into the lake. Lakes can often become low oxygen or anoxic because of that microbial activity kind of decomposing organic matter, and so this reintroduces oxygen into those near the sediments and then can allow for the balance between aerobic and anaerobic bacteria.
So, Ann, you've been looking at samples. What are you seeing? What are you documenting?
Sure. So as part of this study, we are looking at many different parameters that assess lake health. We're working with the University of Stevens Point to collect biological data. So that would be like our algae and our zooplankton, kind of the biological components that make up the base of the food chain. And then we also did a plant survey to look at any differences in this aeration systems on plants. We're also taking water chemistry to look at nutrient cycling and organic matter within the lake water itself. And then we're also particularly looking at dissolved oxygen dynamics. As part of the study, we took a full year's worth of data in 2024 to represent the pretreatment condition. And then as these nanobubbles are turning on, we're collecting what we will call post-treatment conditions and kind of compare how the technology may be affecting any one of these parameters. So we have a lot of data that we're collecting, and we'll be able to get a really good eye on what's happening in a treated condition versus an untreated condition.
Okay, Jay, so as this data starts coming in, what are you watching for on these tri-lakes?
Well, of course, the first thing we're watching for is a reduction of algae bloom. And that is a difficult thing to watch as we're turning these things on. We were hoping that we'd have them all up and going earlier in the year. But it's kind of, they're sort of fighting the algae bloom season. As the temperature warms up, the blooms start, and in a lot of these fingers and bays, they can be pretty dramatic. So the other thing that we're hoping to see is the consolidation of the muck in the bottom. Many of these bays have over a foot of muck. And in our demonstration project down on Lake Arrowhead, we actually compacted the bottom of the marina, which was about a 2-acre marina, by 10 to 12 inches, which was dramatic. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never seen anything work quite like that.
And why is the Tri-Lakes District a good place to test this out as a technology?
Trilakes is a really good example of using this technology because we have all of these different bays that have local impacts, not only from near shore, but also some influences from groundwater, and they all kind of act as very small testing sites that we can look at their dynamics and compare how different ranges of lake water chemistry and ecology are affected by this technology. So it's kind of an ideal scenario.
You know, Jay, how has the Wisconsin DNR responded to these systems? Because there has been the point made that this is an emerging area of technology for restoring lakes.
Well, the DNR has been asking, you know, what is the impact of the nanobubble system? And that's a good, solid question to ask. You know, the technology is only about 8 years old. And so there's one thing that you can learn in a lab test, and then there's another thing that you can learn in the field. And of course, the DNR is responsible for protecting our lakes. And so we've worked very closely with them, and we've got a great working relationship with them. We're just starting to get the data generated from this year. We've got three different labs that we're sending samples to. And so just compiling the data is a huge effort, and then getting it into a format that we can present to the public is another big effort. So, but generally, you know, our results have shown that we're not having any negative impacts. And I think that is eye-opening to the folks at the DNR.
And what are you waiting to see from the samples and the data? What are you most curious about?
I think I'm most curious about is understanding the dynamics of the oxygenation on the phytoplankton and zooplankton community. But I will say I'm a algae nerd, so I love to understand kind of how changes affect the algae community, but that works well with the goals of the Lake District as well. And I'm also interested to learn a little bit more about the influence of these units on how much of the area they can treat, and kind of the engineering aspect about optimizing systems to treat the targeted area.
Well, Jay and Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That is Anne Wilkinson, a water resource engineer and limnologist. Jay Michaels is a senior project manager. They're both from the environmental consulting firm EOR that's been working with the Tri-Lakes Management District to monitor the impact of nanobubble technology. And earlier, we heard from Carl Hasdell, board chair of the Tri-Lakes Management District, that deployed nanobubble units to try to clear up toxic algae blooms in Lakes Arrowhead, Camelot, and Sherwood in the town of Rome, and that is in Adams County.